Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first ever episode of Pet Stop. I'm your host, Maria Gaetan, and joining me is special guest, Maria Poor.
Hi, everyone. I'm very excited to be on the new show.
So today, we are going to be talking about what kind of dogs are best for older people, and our training session for today will be working on walking your dog with a leash. So, Maria, what type of dogs do you have?
Well, we have two dogs. We have a 4-year-old dachshund and a 1-year-old black lab.
Okay, and what are their names?
Our dachshund is Pino, and our lab is Rosie.
And what made you come up with these names?
We just thought they were really cute.
Okay. So what made you choose a dachshund?
Well, that's kind of a long story, but I'll give you the short version. Our children all grew up, and they had grandchildren, and they're growing up. So our house felt very empty. Mm-hmm. When my husband was young, he had a dachshund, and when our children were young, we had a dachshund. Mm-hmm. And I said to my husband, it's just too quiet. So we went online and looked for a dog, and we went up to Pennsylvania, and we picked up Pino.
Oh. So you also have a black lab. What made you choose a black lab?
Well, that was circumstances. I happened to be visiting my granddaughter and her family, and my daughter and my granddaughter, mm-hmm. the whole family. And my granddaughter was doggy sitting for the dogs next door, and they were really big dogs. And I had never really been around a big dog, and I just fell in love with these two big dogs. Mm-hmm. I love the idea of being able to reach down while I was standing up and just scratching and petting them. Mm-hmm. So on the way home, I said to my husband, I convinced him that our other dog was lonely. And I said, maybe we should get a big dog this time. So he's very accommodating and he loves the dog. So we decided we would get a lab because mm-hmm. they seem to be very popular and very nice dogs. And again, we went online and we found a breeder up in Pennsylvania mm-hmm. that had a litter of labs. And we got the last one. And we did not get her as a tiny puppy because we had to go on vacation. So when we came back, she was a little older than most puppies when they get picked up. So, it's been a little harder to train her because we didn't have her real little.
Yeah.
But she's coming along real well.
That's great. And even with the size difference, do the two dogs get along well?
Yes, they do. Rosie is tall enough that if Peony needs to get by her, she can go either side or she can go through her legs, which she does.
That's so cute. And Maria, you're a very active person. So what sort of exercise do your dogs get?
One exercise we do for them is we take them for walks mm-hmm. and we let our little dachshund set the pace. But she's really a very fast she runs somewhat. Mm-hmm. And so it's good Rosie has a good pace to walk too. And we take them around the block at least once a week, maybe more often if, you know, we have the time. Mm-hmm. And they love it. You know, they're good walkers, and that's one thing we do.
So you take them out once a week?
No, once a day. I'm sorry.
Every day.
Once every day. Sorry.
That's nice.
They get out every day. And another thing we do for them is, especially our dachshund, she loves if you throw the ball and she fetches it and brings it back. Rosie's sort of getting on to it, but she just does it once or twice and she loses interest. She's still, you know, a puppy, although she's full grown. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Peony will keep it up for a long time, and which is really good for her because Peony tends to hold weight more easily than Rosie.
Okay.
You know, Rosie, she's out in the yard. She moves around pretty well. And mm-hmm. she doesn't put on a lot of weight. We have to watch our little dachshund.
Right. So with the two different breeds of dogs, do you see a difference in their activity levels based on their size and their weight?
yes and no. Yes, because obviously Pino cannot keep up with Rosie.
Okay.
So some of the things that when Rosie's dashing around, Pini can't keep her pace. Also, I think Rosie's size enables her to do more things
mm-hmm.
because, let's face it, Pino's ground level. But yes, because like when we walk, I mean, we let, as I've already mentioned, we let Pino set the pace,
right?
And that works for both of them, and okay. They can play. Not so rough as probably if it were two larger dogs, but mm-hmm. Rosie's pretty good about not hurting Pino. Of course, it would be hard for Pino to hurt Rosie. She's at a definite disadvantage,
mm-hmm.
but they do play. And I think dogs have a certain sense that keeps them from actually biting
yes.
through, if you understand what I mean.
Yes.
You probably have it with your dog that, mm-hmm. you know, they'll play, but they don't, even when they play with people, you can sense that they only go so far when they get a hold of your hand or
right.
whatever, and they're not, their aim is not to hurt. So there are, mm-hmm. our two dogs play about the same way.
Yeah. All right. So moving on to the type of food they eat, is there a difference in what they eat due to their different breeds?
Okay. That's a really good question. Actually, no. Not
okay.
It's not based on breed,
mm-hmm.
although for our two breeds, the dog food we've chosen is very good for them.
Okay.
It suits their, you know, physical needs,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a good, well-rounded product. The product we use is Victory. Now,
okay.
there was a difference for, there's a difference at the beginning because Victory makes a puppy food.
Okay.
Which you start your dogs on. And I believe at a certain weight and age, they graduate to the senior dog food.
Okay.
And so at one point, of course, you know, Pino started out with the puppy food and then graduated to the senior.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing happened with Rosie. She was on the puppy food for some time. And now they're both on the senior dog food.
Okay.
And it's a very nutritious. They have nice coats. Their hair is very nice. Unfortunately, it doesn't stop the shedding. We didn't know dogs shed while we had Pino. And then we got Rosie and
right.
we thought, oh, this is different.
Because Pino is a short hair, isn't she?
Correct.
And then Rosie's a long hair?
Yes, correct.
And there is a difference in their shedding?
Absolutely. There is a total difference. We never knew about shedding until we got the lab because
okay.
she is a shedder.
So Maria, do you see any problems in your dog's training that you would like to fix?
They did the basics very well. They learned to sit, stay, come. They did very well with that. But I'm going to be honest with you since you asked. We do have a problem with walking the dogs.
Okay.
Case in point, we took them to a park, and as they have a terrible problem if adults approach if other dogs approach. And I think part of that is because they think they're protecting us, and also
mm-hmm.
they're on a leash, so they feel they're trapped.
Okay.
So that, I think, creates some anxiety,
uh-huh.
and they become very aggressive, barking and pulling. So
okay.
that's our big problem. So that's why I'm here with you today.
Well,
just sharing our thoughts and
yeah,
seeing what you thought.
Because today our training session will be focusing on walking your dog on a leash. So the first step in any sort of training for your dog is to make sure you have their attention. And to get their attention, most of the time, it's easiest with treats. So, when you're walking your dog, it's really good to have treats on you, maybe in your pocket or in a small bag or something, and carry them with you on your entire walk. And to capture your dog's attention, you're going to want to call their name and look at them, and any sort of recognition they give you, you must reward with a treat. That way they know when you call their name, they should look at you. So, when you're walking, you know you have your treats in the pocket, And you always want your dog on the left side of you. That way, if you're walking on a, say, a busy road, they're on the outside, so they wouldn't get hit by the car. You would get hit first, and obviously your dog would be safe. So that's why you want to try to train your dog to walk on the left side. So you're going to hold your treats in your right hand and with your dog on your left side. And every now and then while you're walking, just stop and make your dog look at you. That way you know you have your dog's attention. So now that you have your dog's attention, you always want to reward them with a treat and just say, good girl or good boy. And so whenever you see your dog being distracted or anything, you always want to bring their attention back to you because you never know what that distraction could lead to. Say they could pull on their leash or start barking or something. So whenever you notice your dog is distracted, you always want to get their attention by the treats. So Maria, the next time you notice your dog just walking, not really walking well on a leash, just try to get their attention and get them away from the distraction.
Thank you very much. Your information was very helpful. I can't wait to implement some of your ideas and see how they turn out, but I'm sure that's all going to be very helpful.
Awesome. Thank you so much for participating in the show.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me.
So the last thing we wanted to cover in the podcast is the best type of dogs for the older age group, maybe around the 70s to 80s or 60s. And so whenever you adopt a dog, you always want to consider your health and your lifestyle. And obviously at an older age, you're not going to be as active. So you want a dog that can suit that sort of lifestyle. So the best dogs for older people are a French Bulldog, a Greyhound, a Pembroke Welsh Corgi, a Maltese, a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. And all of these dogs were chosen as the best for older people because of their behavior. They're very easy to handle, they sleep often, and they just aren't very active dogs. So they would be very mellow and easygoing. So in this episode of Pet Stop, we interviewed our special guest, Maria Poor, with her two dogs, Pino and Rosie. We also went over a training solution for her, which helped her with walking her dogs on a leash. We also covered the best dogs to adopt in your older ages. And thank you for joining us.